As many of you know, today marks the official beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. The month-long celebration starts on September 15th as several Latin American countries celebrate their independence, including El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Costa Rica. And Mexico will observe its Independence Day tomorrow. As an ecumenical, multiracial, multi-ethnic Christian body, we think it's particularly important that we learn from the imagination and lived reality of our Latin American community, especially these days, especially now. Throughout the month, we're focusing on Latinidad, as Pastor Maria shared with us last Sunday. Each week, we're giving our attention to different concepts that have had long rootedness in Latinidad, including la familia, la fe, la mesa, la pertencia, family, faith, table, and belonging. Today, as you know, we turn our attention to la tierra, the earth. We've already heard Rosa read the glorious creation hymn found in Psalm 104. We've sung de colores se vistan los campos en la primavera. Jess read a stunning poem about Madre Tierra, Tierra Madre, Mother Earth, Earth Mother, and of course Anita and Rhea filled our spirits with the beautiful song El Gran Artista. Listen again to Psalm 104 from the Common English Bible. I've taken a few liberties, so I hope you won't mind. Let my whole being bless the Lord. Lord, my God, how fantastic you are. You are clothed in glory and grandeur. You wear light like a robe. You open the skies of El Salvador like a curtain. You build your lofty house on the waters of the Caribbean Sea. You make the clouds of Mexico your chariot, going around on the wings of the wind. You make the trade winds of Puerto Rico your messengers. You make fire and flame your ministers. You establish the earth on its foundations so that it will never, ever fall. You put gushing springs of the Amazon in dry river beds. They flow between the Andes mountains, providing water for every wild animal. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Overhead, the toragos in the sky make their home, chirping loudly in the trees. From your lofty house, you water the Sierra Madres. The earth is filled full by the mango, guava, guayaba, parcha, piña, papaya, coco, the fruit of what you've done. You make pampas grow for cattle. You make yuca and plátanos for human farming in order to get food from the ground and wine from Mendoza, which cheers people's hearts, along with oil, which makes the face shine, and bread, panchuta, which sustains the human heart. The Lord's ceiba y flamboyán are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon, which God planted, where the perico y tucán make their nest, where the stork has a home in the cypresses. The high mountains of San Miguel belong to the mountain goats. The ridges are the refuge of badgers. God made the moon for the seasons and the sun, too, which knows when to set. Lord, you have done so many things. You made them all so wisely. The earth, la tierra, is full of your creations. Many of the Psalms express a sense of wonder and connectedness to the whole of creation. And Psalm 104 is an exquisite example. Yet for many of us in the Western world, with imagination shaped by Greco-Roman mythologies and notions of empire, we find ourselves cut off from the earth. You see, in Western Christendom, we divided everything into separate categories: ideas and matter, spirit and flesh, heaven and earth. And as Claudio Carvalho shared with us this spring, we live in this world of ideas. We live cut off from matter. We live cut off from our bodies where we encounter creation. We struggle to grasp that we are part of creation. As Claudio showed us, we see earth as a machine and we are masters of it. We see earth as a thing and we are the owners of it. In fact, each piece of land is owned by someone. 1% of the world's population owns most of the land. Countless wars have been and are being fought over the ownership of the land, and billions of dollars are being spent to build walls to divide the very earth the rivers are connecting. I don't think it would be a stretch to say that we're desperate for a different imagination and relationship with the earth, with all of God's creation. One of the beautiful things about being a multiracial, multi-ethnic community is that we get to be shaped by different imaginations and worldviews, ones that might set us all free. Did you know that several years ago, Bolivia passed laws granting nature the same rights and protections as humans, called the Law of Mother Earth? The Bolivian foreign minister had this to say about the country's decision: "Our grandparents taught us that we belong to a big family of plants and animals. We believe that everything in the planet forms part of a big family. We indigenous people can contribute to solving the energy, climate, food, and financial crisis with our values," he said. Here's a snippet from the new law. "She," meaning Mother Earth or nature, "is sacred, fertile, and the source of life that feeds and cares for all living beings in her womb." The being of Mother Earth. Sorry. "She is in permanent balance, harmony, and communication with the cosmos. She is comprised of all ecosystems and living beings and their self-organization." Can you imagine having such a law here? Earlier this summer, I told you about our visit with the artist Samuel Lind in Puerto Rico and the profound beauty and imagination of his series, Tierra Mujer, in which the whole of creation is contained within the womb, the being of Mother Earth. I have two small prints that captivate my imagination. If you want to see them, just ask me after. You've probably heard it once or twice by now, but our Latino fellowship loves to camp. I confess, I didn't fully understand this at first since I didn't grow up camping, and quite honestly, I was intimidated by it. But once I had the chance to camp with them, it made so much more sense to me. I watched them come alive. It's where they reconnect with the earth. The trees were putting air into their lungs, and the sunshine was lighting up their faces. And if you want to experience absolute exuberance, swim with the children in the river. I was shown the profound beauty of the pebbles of the riverbed as one of our children brought me one after the other pointing out the exquisite beauty of each and every one as we sat in the French Broad River during Wild Goose. Even if there isn't a time to camp, a good barbecue in Rock Creek Park can go a long way. Though camping helped me understand, it really clicked for me when I traveled to El Salvador last spring. The land and the mountains are literally singing and shouting the glories of God. The waters buoy your spirits, no matter how tired you are, be they the oceans, the gorgeous lakes like Coatepeque, or the rivers connecting them all. The trees bear fruit that you wouldn't believe. Have you ever seen a cashew tree? Do you know the work the tree puts forth to deliver one beautiful, delicious nut? Have you ever watched Nathan Ryder climb one of those trees just to take it in? Had an amazing chance to travel to Cuba back in 2009, and it began to help me understand this imagination of being connected to the earth. The church was sponsoring what they called a patio project. It didn't matter if the patio was no bigger than this little pulpit right here. They found ways to grow things, hanging little cans on a fence, making a vertical garden of seedlings. There are many ways for us to connect. When we're cut off from the earth, from the soil, from creation, we're cut off from life. Claudio Carvalho encouraged us and challenged us this spring. If we return to the earth as our ground, our belonging, we will have a whole new spirituality. We'll have a whole new way of being in the world, living into our interconnectedness with the earth, with the whole of creation. Isn't something separate from our faith. It is our faith. The heavens declare the glory of God. The earth declares the glory of God. You declare the glory of God, for we are one. The mystic poet St. Francis of Assisi absolutely grasped this, declaring, "Such love does the sky now pour, that whenever I stand in a field, I have to ring out the light when I get home." Beloved ones, Madre Tierra, Tierra Madre, longs to show us the oneness of all things. May we leave this place today singing with the psalmist, "Lord, you have done so many things. You made them all so wisely. The earth, la tierra, is full of your creations."